I shouldn't be because he's not giving us any money. Right, listen. Don't mind the ref. It's the wind that's killing us. And we have the wind in the second half. Right? There's absolutely no reason why. You know what's in it? Three goals. Nothing. There's no reason why we can't get three goals in the second half. 25 minutes to do it. Look at the breeze. Look at it. Look at it. It's killing us, right? We're in the... It is. So don't mind them. Hold on, hold on. Shh. Relax the head. What?
Second half.
No, I'm not referring. It's fine. Now look at it. And come here. I don't want to hear anybody giving out to anybody. It's my job. Shh. That's my job. Right? Now look at it. And I shouldn't even be doing it. Come here.
I know it sounds silly. It's only primary school girls. It's only, you know, it's only a coming to one school cup. Sure, you know, what's the big deal? But there is sort of a pride element to girls of seeing their kids play for the school and win. You know, and especially in something so new as girls' football.
Barely go up to the second half, up that half of the pitch, right to that half of the pitch, because the wind is so strong. Once we get a score in the second half, we're going to be flying, and I'm convinced we're going to win this game. Absolutely convinced. I know it. All right,
yeah.
So give it a good try, and I know with the wind at our backs, we're going to do it.
Mom.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Where are we from?
Aon Reardon's my name. I'm a teacher in St. Lawrence of Tools since March 2000. I didn't expect to be here after 5 years, but I'm still here now. And I was recently elected in June as a local councillor for the area.
All right, give me a nice one, Ted. Stop staying indoors.
Going back a good few years now, it would have been May of 2000, about 2 or 3 months after I arrived, that I got the crazy idea of having a Gaelic football team. And since then, we've had incredible success. The children have really enjoyed it. And we've been in 3 finals in the last 3 years. And this Wednesday, we're in another semi-final. But it's been an incredible situation where we started off by just hoping that the children would be exposed to something different, exposed to a different game, maybe get some exercise along the way. But it's just taken a life of its own, and it's become almost a phenomenon within the school. The whole ethos of the team, the culture of the team, the fact that the children go out and follow them and are interested in the results when they're not playing, the kids, the sense of team ethic that they've gotten from playing together, the whole culture around being proud of where they're from, of their area, of their families, the link with the school and the parents and the local clubs in the area, all that has just been a force for good and for communication within different groups, from parents to teachers to you know, other community based projects in the area.
Fáil
to roll
test team.
when you're in a school like this and you have limited resources and there's challenges outside the door and things you're not happy with and things can be difficult at times, it's just such a release and such an escape to be on a football pitch and to cheer on children playing Gaelic. And we've had wonderful success, we've had wonderful days, we've had wonderful memories, and it's if I've done nothing else, and if we've done nothing else in this school, we have given them a sense of belief in themselves, which is by far the most important thing we can ever give them. But it certainly is it's an uphill struggle, but they enjoy it and I enjoy it, and it's something we enjoy together. So this is an urban area. This is inner city Dublin. And it's not a new phenomenon that we haven't had grass. We don't have grass because we're in town. We're in the slap bang in the middle of town here. And it's you know, we don't have big rolling fields and pitches to play on. We have to go to the outskirts. And I mean, Fairview Park would be, it's not a million miles away, in fairness. It would be the nearest bunch of pitches that we'd have to the school. But Croke Park, I think, is physically the closest pitch to us. So it's a bit of a concrete jungle there, yeah, absolutely. And we have difficulties here that other schools don't have. We've never trained on grass. We've never used never trained with football boots. The only time they actually use football boots and use grass is when they're actually playing a match. But that's the way this area is. That's the way the inner city is. That's the way working class areas are.
Well, the turf fencing would be nice. Right, Monica. Right, Monica. See you Wednesday, all right?
Absolutely.
See you Wednesday. Right, Monica, come on. See you Wednesday.
I've seen
it a million thousand years.
Yeah, go on. Okay, bye.
We have a semi-final on Wednesday against Skoniason in Cumann One School competition, and the prize for that is a trip to Croke Park to play in the final, which is almost too scary to think about, that we might lose out on that. But it would be a wonderful achievement to get to a fourth final in a row, but that's what's happening on Wednesday in Fairview Park, so we'll see how that works out.
My name is Peter Watson. I'm a parent of three girls who attend St. Lancet Hill's girls' school. One of them has played for the school team, and of two girls, and she's gone on to secondary school, and of two girls still at the school. When Aon came to the school, I think he decided that maybe there was an opportunity there to get a Gaelic football team. And he went through the process of putting it together and bringing them out and training them. I don't think at the time anybody, including him, would have expected the success that he had, you know. But I think for the reasons that it's good for them in terms of getting them involved in school work, it's outside the school and to being part of a team. I think maybe that's why any of the schools do in terms of a football team, that they feel part of a team, that they feel that, you know, there's a place for them. I know Stacey, my eldest now, she enjoyed it usually, even though they got beaten in the final last year. Now, even at that, and the kids were very disappointed in losing. And I think they were more disappointed in letting the school down and letting the teachers down than they were about losing themselves, you know. And that sort of pride in the school, I don't think was really there before the football was there for them, you know.
Here we go now, here we go. I'll leave her alone.
Go on, Tracy. Go on,
that's it, Kayla. Pick her up and run with it. There you go.
Go on. Go on.
Leg it.
Oh, pretty nice.
Oh, get in there.
Behind you.
Johnny Walsh is my name. I'm treasurer of Sheriff Youth Club. We've been involved now with the schools providing transport for them to bring the girls' team out to the Gaelic matches since they started. And Aon is very involved with the Gaelic soccer in the area, and he's also involved with the club as well. The Sheriff Street area has always been known for soccer players, you know, mostly. And probably secondly, with Gaelic players, but probably the most famous is Paddy Cullen, who played for O'Connell Boys. He played a bit of soccer, you know, with McNaughton's and goal, but he never, that was the only thing. But he went on to win all Ireland medals and All-Star awards, and so he's probably the best known Gaelic footballer around here, you know. And O'Toole's as well had a, a lot of the lads would have played for O'Toole's, but they have since moved out of the area. They're now located out, Coolock area. But, you know, there's always been a tradition down here, you know, sporting tradition anyway. I remember I brought them back from one of the matches where they qualified to play in Crow Park in the final. They had one out in Bushy Park, and I came down Dame Street and Aon had the tape playing, and I stopped at the lights there at College Green, and there was a load of foreign tourists walking by, and the girls were screaming, singing the ketchup song, I think it was, and the people were just stood there looking, they were amazed. But it's great, they really enjoy themselves, and you know, and especially when they win, coming back to the Crackers 90, you know? Brilliant.
We're going to win the cup to make the social up. La 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 bum dee da, la 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 bum dee da, la 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 bum dee da, la 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 bum dee da.
What's that? We are the girls in green.
Yeah, we are the girls in green, the best you ever seen. We're going to win the cup to make the social up. La 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 bum dee da, la 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 bum dee da, la 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 bum dee da, la 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 bum dee da.
I don't ever remember there being a male teacher in the girls' school, you know. But when he came along, he recognised, I think, that there was something missing there for the girls in regard to sporting activities. So he took her on board and he done something about it, you know. So, you know, it's brilliant now to see that the achievement he's made and the effort he's put in is absolutely brilliant, you know. And I mean, he's a very, very, you know, quiet enough lads, you know, he doesn't really look for praise or that, but he, you know, he's done a great job, he's done a brilliant job in the inner city, you know. It's a hard enough old place to get out and done, you know, especially, you know, you see the place, it's been neglected over the years, but he's done well, you know, he's put 100% into it, and that's how they've got success, as well as the girls, they put 100% into it as well, you know. I think he thinks he's in Celtic Park. You know, I know he doesn't look like Martin O'Leary, but no, it's brilliant the way he's told the kids that they should be proud. They should be proud to come from Sheriff Street. You know, and you can see it in the kids that you know, they don't mind you know, representing Sheriff Street, because they've been born there and they're proud to live here. I know we have problems, but the kids are actually, you know, they don't mind telling people where they're from. You know, they're proud to play for Sheriff Street.
Where do we stand on the kick-out?
In front!
You have to stand. I don't want to be screaming and shouting, girls. I just stand in front, stand in front, stand in front. At their kick-out or our kick-out, you stand in front, okay? Yeah. If the ball is coming towards you, you're going to let it hop.
No!
Don't let it bounce, because it will bounce right over your head. Now, look it. Michaela is in goal, right? Go girl, Michaela. You have the forward, the back. You know who you are. You have Amy, Fiona.
And me.
Jasmine and Chelsea, all right? Now, Chelsea and Fiona, I want you, if you get the chance, don't hold on to it too long. Hit it up the pitch, all right? Now, Sinead and Kira have the most horrible job in the world because they're midfielders and they have to do absolutely everything. And I'm going to be screaming and roaring at them. But they're going to have to dig in deep days today, girls, right? And work really hard, okay? I've fished things today. I have Tracy up front, all right? I have Tracy. You know who else is up there? Kirsty. I have Emma and I have Nikita, all right? You're going to have to work hard, but I know you can do it, all right? I have a few questions for you, all right? Remember where you're from. Remember how proud you are where you're from, all right? Yeah. Listen, Emma.
You want to stand back with me?
Where are we from?
Shannonball!
Are you proud of that?
Yeah!
What are you doing?
Yeah!
Enjoy
yourself. Girls, relax there. We'll just...
You want the egg and sausage roll and a chicken fillet with red sauce.
Davey, can I have an egg drink?
Who's the curry chip? Curry chip, curry chip. Yourself.
Davey, can I have an egg drink?
And 50% for the egg green bomb bomb.
And can I have the pepper sauce?
Davey,
what? Now, who's this?
Oh. Davey, can I have some of
the food? Sure.
Relax.
Did you get a drink?
No, I have to get one.
What are you getting?
No, I'm not going to say that.
You don't have any...
What's it give me? €2.
€2.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Sheldon Spain and I play for... I play for St. Lawrence O'Toole's senior girls' school and it's great fun and it's my favourite sport and I play for another team for the school as well. I play for under 14s as well and I play for under 10s and I'm the captain of the team and I got player of the year last year for never missing a match and that's why I got player of the year. We went to Waterworld and I played football for Sheriff as well and I like soccer and that's my two hobbies.
Did you ever play games before this?
Yeah, I was in the school and Miss Nagel gave out notes for being in the lack in college because we were training us at that time and two Dublin managers came down and trained us. And then when I got used to playing Gaelic, I got picked for a team and I was under 10s. And then next year I'm going to be playing for Dublin.
They're naturally fearless when it comes to the ball. They pick things up so quickly. If you do a dance with them or do any lesson with them, they don't actually realise how quickly they pick things up. And, you know, when it comes to, I remember the first training session, it was me and two footballs and 45 kids. At the end of the session, they had the solo, they had the bounce, they had most of the rules. It was so simple to most of them, you know. And then you just have to let them loose in the pitch. I don't really talk about tactics or very much. I have three simple rules. Don't let the ball bounce, stand in front of your player to kick out, and enjoy yourself, I think, is the other one. You know, it's very simple things. Oh, you get, you know, on your first chance, your best chance, just get rid of it as soon as you can. But I mean, I don't go into mad runs or tactics or any of that stuff. I just sort of let them loose, and their raw ability. At this level, it's easier because it's juvenile, so it's school, so then it's not very sophisticated, you know. But no, the just natural ability. And if you just instill them, or try to instill them with some sense of purpose, I should say, that they're playing for their school, but they're also playing for their families and for their community, for their area. Well, then, you know, there's no stopping them then, you know.
Often it's difficult for fathers to have relationships with daughters, you know. It's usually the mother-daughter relationship. And I think when the kids are playing football now, it's kind of brought me closer to my girls, because there's a common interest there, you know. And it means that we have a lot more to talk about. We have a shared interest, you know. And even though Gaelic games isn't my favourite sport, let's say, but I still have an interest in it. I'll watch it on TV, and I often go I go to some of the games. And I think that, you know, with her playing football, playing sport, it's a great, from that level too, it's a great way for me and her to communicate too, and talk to each other. And it's a common interest, you know.
And you can only touch it down. Ball, yeah. Go!
This happened once. We were actually out having a few pints one night at the weekend, and over in the soccer club, and one of the dads, I won't mention his name, but he knows who he is, explained that Nadine was the girl, and she played at the back in Crow Park, and his own father had actually worked parking the cars in Crow Park, and he said he never thought he'd see his own daughter playing in Crow Park. And Nadine went home that day, she'd won the match, and he asked her, like, you know, how'd it go, did you enjoy it? And she said, well, I felt sorry for my marker that she didn't win, you know, because they got to know each other during the course of the game. So he said to me that, you know, he felt very proud of her, that she was able to feel sorry for the girl that she was marking, and that he was so proud of her having played in Crow Park. And she was on Tay that evening, the 6 o'clock news covered the game and that, just a little bit of it. And he said that when she'd gone to bed, he took her to sleep and all that kind of stuff, and he went to her sports bag and took out her boots, and he scraped the muck of Crow Park off the boots, and he kept it in a little plastic envelope, and he still has it. Well, I remember this final here, right, this one here in Parnell Park, and it was half time and we're 2 points down, and they just weren't enjoying themselves at all. And I remember saying to them that over in the stand, that their grannies were there, their mas were there, and they'd all gone to this school. And that resonates with them, because their mas did go to this school, and their grannies went to this school, and in some cases their great grannies went to this school. I mean, our captain from 2002 had three or four generations before her had gone to this school. So there's a family connection there. It's not, you're not just playing for your school, you're playing for your family's school that your family have always gone to. So, you know, when the parents go out to see their daughter play, it's more than just seeing the daughter play for a school, it's for the school that they went to as well. And a lot of the time the teacher that they had is still there. So I remember that really got them going. And I told them to do it for their families or whatever. I know it's a cliche in that, but it seemed to work. They really, it clued them into why they do it, because it's not just about the schools, but where they're from and who they are, and their area and their community, and being proud of it and putting that extra effort in, you know. And and they really respond to that. And it's an easy way to get them going. You know, they love that sense of unity and pride and purpose, and it seems to work out.
My name is Teresa Kavanagh, I live on Oriel Street, and my daughter Rosalind played on the under-12s team. I went to St. Lawrence O'Toole School, and there was no sports at all. There was no PE, there was nothing like that. It was just a schoolwork, a lessons, knitting. We used to do knitting, used to do a bit of drama and singing and stuff, but there was no sports whatsoever.
Kids are telling you how to ref the match. Don't show the ball for the kids.
He's terrible,
referee.
What all of it? Shut up now.
I'm Patrick O'Reilly. I'm 19 O'Reilly's father. She now plays for Dublin under 14s, which they won the All Ireland and the Leinster Championships. I tell you, it's a funny story. We were playing in when the team started in school, I thought it was very, very funny. After one of the matches, most of the girls would speak Irish. In the school, and that's most of them down there can't speak English, you know what I mean? So, we were playing anyway. I think they beat the school down on many goals. Oh, it's a lot of them. I mean, the amount of points they beat them by in goals was unbelievable. But a funny thing after the match, a few of the girls off the other school said to two or three of them, God, these are very, very common, you know, and they really did. And they went, oh, what do you mean? We're very, very common. And one of them turned around and said, yeah, but we're good.
Right, okay, again, look at. I didn't expect to be here, but we're here because you're brilliant. All right? Because you're brilliant. You went out last week and you beat one of the best teams in Dublin. Beat them by a point. And you were brilliant. All right? There was 24 teams that entered this competition in September. All right? There's only four left.
The ref says, no fighting, no scrapping behind his back, and if he hears any bad language, I'll show you.
There you go. So you heard that from the ref. Now... Yeah. Before I start talking about you, right? Last day, there's a bit of yapping at the ref. There's no point, because he just get annoyed and he's not going to give us any frees, all right? So there's no point. Just forget about it and move on. If they get a free, don't argue with it. Stand in front of the girl who's going to take the free. That's more important, all right? Because he's not going to change his mind.
My father, I'm the eldest of 15 of us, right? And my father is absolutely mad about Gaelic. Mad. None of us are. The rest of us are all... soccer mad, so I play soccer. We all did. But for me to see my daughter play there, the day I went to Crowbeck, I was lashing rain. I actually got there 10 minutes late. But I stood there and looked at her down on the pitch. It's a great achievement, great feeling. You know what I mean? It's a great feeling because you say to yourself, you know what I mean? She's great. I felt great for my dad because my dad's seen her playing Arnell Park and seeing it. And you know what I mean? For me to see him be so happy for her, you know what I mean? So it's great that that was, you know, it's a great feeling for him. But I keep going back to it, and I keep saying that only for the school and the teachers in that school, this area owes them a big lot of gratitude, you know?
Push them to the side. Now, that's the one thing that... I want to talk to the four girls at the back. Push them to the side is easily the most important thing about today. They are good at running at us. They're going to run at us. They're going to be so running and hopping. You don't have to dive in and get the ball. Push them to the...
side!
Make it hard for them. And if they make a mistake, then you get the ball and you're flying. Don't start diving in like a hero and then she goes past you and, you know, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Kira and Sinead are going to expect a big game from today. It's a big pitch, girls. It's a windy day. So you're going to have to try really, 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 really hard today. All right? Now, I know how much you want this. And I want it too. All right? But look, there's 24 teams started this competition. There's only four left, and we're one of them. Right? Which means that we're...
Today she got her presentation and got her medals. These was unbelievable for me, you know. They're great. Because to sit there and, you know, and she's unreal, Louis. She just walks up, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then to get a photograph of her with the All-Ireland Cup and the Leinster Championship Cup. You know what I mean? I would love to see her, I'll be honest, I said it. I would love to see her getting a photograph of the teachers and Mr. O'Reilly with them cups. Because as I said to him before, a lot of that was down to him.
Girls, just come here a second. Remember, you have a match on
Wednesday
in
Fairfield
at
3 o'clock.
And we want to see your
parents
or your
grandma
or your
grandparents
or whoever's at home.
Well, right, okay.
On Wednesday, yeah. Okay. The more to turn up, a better chance.
More Mario.
More Mario. All right.
And your dogs.
Well done. Right, mum. Who owns this?
Anybody who teaches an area like this, inner city area, the first thing you realise is the kids have very little self-esteem. They don't feel very positive about themselves. They talk through their hands. They say, I can't a lot. Every time they do something, they pull up and say, is that all right? Is that all right? They have this horrible word to describe themselves, which is common. And they'll tell you that they're common and they speak common. And that there was one occasion we were going to France and we had them all drilled before we went out to visit the other school, the French school, and one kid turned to me and she said, sir, they're going to see we're as common as muck. And, you know, and there's reasons behind that. I mean, they never see anybody or hear anybody who speaks like them on the radio unless they're supposed to be, I don't know, stupid or a thief or a criminal. Every time they go outside their own area, I feel they don't feel as comfortable as they do down here. And you have generations, I suppose, of people who've from the wider community of Dublin, I suppose, have made being feel inferior. They're made feel inferior for whatever reason. And they feel inferior. They feel they're not good enough. And when you have generation after generation after generation of that, of people who've been in difficult circumstances, you've had drugs, you've had unemployment, you've had and bad housing policy, and then you have the way that the wider society views these children, that you forget. I mean, people forget. I mean, I'm from Malahide, and I know exactly what people from Malahide are about, people from areas like Sheriff Street, and it's not very positive. And you forget that these are 8, 9, 10-year-old kids in our school, it's girls, and they have so many talents. They have so much ability. They're so friendly. They're so witty. In terms of drama, in terms of music, in terms of sport, they just are incredible. And I've never seen any children like them. But they don't believe it. They don't believe in themselves. They have a very low self-esteem, and they will shy away from. They won't stick it. They find it difficult to stick at things. And if it's almost like pushing an elephant up a hill. Sometimes it's like trying to convince them that they can't. I have the words I can't banned from my classroom because it's the first thing that comes into their mind when they open the book and they say, right, we're going to do these now, and it's almost like I can't. So football is a way of proving them that they have ability and they can. they can achieve, they can, you know, it's about raising their self-esteem. It's about proving them that they are as good as anybody else.
Once we get a score in the second half, we're going to be flying, and I'm convinced we're going to win this game. Absolutely convinced. I know it. Because I know, hold on. No, hold on, who's laughing at me? Who thinks it's funny? Who thinks we can't win this game? Hands up who thinks we can't win this game? Hands up who thinks we can't win this game? Hands up, tell me now because I'll go home. Right, no hands. I believe absolutely, completely can win this game. No question about it. No question about it. And you better start believing it too. Right? Do you hear me? Everybody's out here watching you, right? Everybody's out here watching you. They want to see you do well. They're going to be right in front of you cheering you on when you start scoring the goals. Now look at Chelsea. Listen to what I'm saying. If you don't think you can win, then we'll all go home now. Don't start laughing at me when I tell you you can win this, because you can! Because you can! If you try hard enough and really put the effort in. If it doesn't work out, we'll forget about it and we'll say we had a great run. But don't start laughing at me when I tell you you can win, because I fully believe you can win. Absolutely fully. 100%. No problem. We're going to go in the second half of the stars. We are on the pig's back. And I fully believe we can win this game. But you have to start believing it too. Do you hear me?
Yeah!
Do you hear me?
Yeah!
Just believe in yourselves, girls. Don't mind about the goals and the points going over the bar. Because we are going to get started. We're going to get started in the second half. Don't mind about the first half. Listen to me. Don't mind. Look, shush. Don't mind about the first half. Second, the real game starts now. We have the wins now. We have the wins now. Right?
Yeah!
A lot of people knock people from down this area, you know. But at the same time, you know, they're ordinary people. They have aims to achieve, and a lot of them, you know, against the odds, succeed. So, you know, I think if the Gaelic players or the Gaelic, the club and the school keep going the way they're going, that, you know, that they will do well.
I will stay in Arthur. Get it into them. Don't turn your back on it. Blocker!
Yeah, yeah. No.
What?
2 points in the goal we have.
No, we
do.
Yeah, 3 points in the goal.
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they have 3 goals.
Well, they do win them.
2 goals or 3 points?
No, 3 goals.
3 goals. Come on, Sinead. Come on, get back on her. Blocker.
We're
back in it now, I think. You know, we need a couple of more goals, but they're very good side. They're very good passing the ball and that, you know. So we live in hope. The breeze will have a factor in it, you know. So.
It's not the nice weather, is it?
No. It's tossing me quiff here. It's not doing me any good. Here's a goal. Oh, off the bar.
I know I've learned more from them than they've ever learned from me, and you know, if they can understand that, then, you know, this area has a really, really bright future. And Dublin has a bright future, because these children really are incredibly powerful. But they need to be empowered. And that's a bigger question than a football team.
Come here. Right. What did I tell you at halftime? I told you we were going to make a game of it, didn't I? Yeah. I know what you did, you laughed at me. And you think you've only gone down by 4 points, you were 11 points down at halftime. Right, you got 3 goals in the second half, and I told you that you got 3 goals in the second half, and you did. Alright, now, you played a brilliant game there today. You were absolutely brilliant. Everybody out there says you were brilliant. I know you're disappointed. I know you're missing out on the final, alright? You had a fight last year, but God, you do give a great display in the second half. You got 3 goals and 2 points in the second half, and you laughed at me at halftime and thought you had any chance at all. So it's better time you start believing yourself. You can walk off that pitch today having known that you did your best. You can walk off that pitch today with your heads held high, because you played with, what you play with today?
Pride.
What you play with?
Pride.
Don't mind with this. Come on, don't be upset. What did you play with?
Pride!
What did you play with?
Pride!